I just cut my extent. You know what a metronome is? Those things that go like this. Metronome just keeps a fixed beat. It never changes. You don't want to be like a metronome. You have to be able to adjust.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, text, chapter 10, starting with text 111. Subhuti Mishra Hridayananda Kamala Nayan Mahesh Pandit Shikar Sri Madhushuna. The 62nd branch of the tree was Subhuti Mishra. The 63rd was Hridayananda. The 64th, Kamal Nayan. The 65th, Mahesh Pandit. 66th, Shikar. And the 67th, Sri Madhushuna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasha, Subhuti Mishra, who was formerly Gunachuga in Vrindavan, installed Gornitananda deities in a temple in the village known as Belgaum, which is about 3 miles away from Srikhanda. His present descendant is known as Govindachandra Goswami. Om Akyalatimirantasya Kinanjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmahi Sri Gudavena Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stavitam Jena Bhutadam Shayan Rupakadal Maitam Tathati Shapadati. Kaviraj Goswami is describing a figurative tree in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the trunk, and there are so many branches in the form of his devotees. And he's been describing or enumerating these devotees in this chapter. Purushottam Sri Balim Jagannath Dash Sri Chandrasekhar Vaidya Dvijahari Dash. The 68th branch of the original tree was Purushottam, the 69th Sri Balim, the 70th Jagannath Das, the 71st Sri Chandrasekhar Vaidya, and the 72nd was Dvijahari Dash. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasha, there is some question about whether Dvijahari Das was the author of Ashtodhara Shatanam. He had two sons named Sridhama and Gokulananda, who were disciples of Srinivas Acharya. Their village, Kanchana Kariya, is situated within 5 miles of the Bajrangarhsao station, the fifth station from Ajinkanj in the district of Murshidabad in West Bengal. Ramdas Kavichandra, Sri Gopal Das, Bhagavatacharya Thakur, Sharangadas. The 73rd branch of the original tree was Ramdas, the 74th Kavichandra, 75th Sri Gopal Das, 76th Bhagavatacharya, and the 77th Thakur Sangadas. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasha. In the Gaura-Gaura-Vaishnava Deepika, it is said, Bhagavad-Acharya compiled a book entitled Krishna Prema Tarangini, and he was the most beloved devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Varahanagar, now a suburb of Calcutta, he stayed in the house of the most fortunate Brahmin, who was a very learned scholar in Bhagavad literature. As soon as this Brahmin saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he began to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Mahaprabhu heard his explanation, which expounded Bhakti Yoga, he immediately became unconscious in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya later said, I never heard such a nice explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. I therefore designate you Bhagavad Acharya. Your only duty is to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. That is my injunction. His real name was Raghunath. His monastery, which is situated in Varahanagar, about 3.5 miles north of Calcutta, on the bank of the Ganges, still exists, and it is managed by the initiated disciples of the late Sri Ramdas Babaji. Presently, however, it is not as well managed as in the presence of Babaji Maharaj. Another name of Thakur Sharangadas was Shangar Thakur. Shangar Thakur, sometimes he was also called Shangapani or Shankar Thar. He was a resident of Navdweep in the neighborhood known as Vajramadweep, and he used to worship the Supreme Lord in a secluded place on the bank of the Ganges. He was not accepting disciples, but he was repeatedly being inspired from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do so. Thus, one morning he decided, whomever I see, I shall make my disciple. When he went to the bank of the Ganges to take his bath, by chance he saw a dead body floating in the water, and he touched it with his feet. This immediately brought the body to life, and Thakur Sangadas accepted him as his disciple. This disciple later became famous as Thakur Muradi, and his name is always associated with that of Sri Chaitanya. His disciplic succession still inhabits the village of Shar. There is a temple at Mangachi said to have been started by Sangha Thakur. Not long ago, a new temple building was erected in front of a bakul tree there, and it is now being managed by the members of the Gaudiya Mutt. It is said that the management of the temple is now far better than before. In the Gaura-Gaura-Desh Deepika, it is stated that Shangha Thakur was formerly a gopi named Nandimukhi. Some devotees say that he was formerly Prahlad Maharaj. But Sri Kavi Karnapur says that his father, Shivananda Sen, does not accept this proposition. Jagannath Tirtha Vipra Sri Janaki Nath Gopala Charja Har Vipra Paninath. The 78th branch of the original tree was Jagannath Tirtha. 79th, the Brahmin Sri Janakinath, the 80th, Gopalacharya, and the 81st, the Brahmin Raninath. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasha, Jagannath Tirtha was one of the 9 principal sannyasis who were Lord Chaitanya's associates. Badinath Vipra was a resident of Champahati, a village in the district of Gurdwan, near the town of Namadeep, the police station of Purvasthali, and the post office of Samudragarh. The temple there was very much neglected, but it was renovated in the Bengali year 1328, AD 1921, by Sri Paramananda Brahmachari, one of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, who reorganized the Sevapudra, the worship in the temple, and placed the temple under the management of the Sri Chaitanya Mat of Sri Mayapur. In the temple as it now exists, the deity of Sri Gaurgadadhar is worshipped strictly according to the principles of the revealed scriptures. Champahati is 2 miles away from both Samudragarh and the Navadeep station of the Eastern Railway. Govinda Madhava Vasudev Tinpai Jasavar Kirtane Nake Chaitanya Nita. The three brothers Govinda Madhava and Vasudev were the 82nd, 83rd, and 84th branches of the tree. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda used to dance in their kirtan performances. Purport. The three brothers, Govinda, Madhava, and Vasudev Ghosh, all belonged to a Kayastha family. Govinda established the Gopinath temple in Agrabhumi, where he resided. Madhava Ghosh was expert in performing kirtan. No one within this world could compete with him. He was known as the singer of Vrindava and was very dear to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that when the three brothers performed Sankirtan, immediately Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda would dance in ecstasy. According to the Gaura-Gaura-Desh-Dipika, the three brothers were formerly Kalavati, Rasolasa, and Gunatunga, who recited the songs composed by Sri Vishakha Gopi. The three brothers were among one of the 7 parties that performed kirtan when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended the Ratiyatra festival at Jagannath Puri. Akreshwara Pandit was the chief dancer in their party. This is vividly described in the Madhyalila, chapter 13. Verses 42 and 43. So different devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were known for different reasons. Bhagavatacharya was known for his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, and these three brothers, Madhava, Vasudev, and Govinda Ghosh, were known for their kirtan. So everyone has some different contribution to make in the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramdas Abhiram Sakya Premarashi Shola Sangir Kashta Tuli Ye Korila Pamshi. Ramdas Abhiram was fully absorbed in the mellow of friendship. He made a flute of bamboo stick with 16 knots. Purport. Abhiram was an inhabitant of Kanakula Krishna Nagar. Prabhu Agyaya Nityananda Gauri Cholila Tar Shangme Tenjan Prabhu Agyaya Haida. By the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 3 devotees accompanied Lord Nityananda Prabhu when he returned to Bengal to preach. Ramdas Madhava R. Vasudev Ghosh, Prabhu Sange Rahe Gominda Paiya Shantosh. These three were Ramdas, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, however, remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, and thus felt great satisfaction. Not that Madhava Ghosh and Vasudeva Ghosh wouldn't have felt great satisfaction. They were in the preaching party at Tanagapu. But so some devotees are serving in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct association, and some were serving out in the field. Bhagavatacharya Chiranjeev Sri Raghunandan Madhavacharya Kamalakanta Sri Jadunandan. Translation. Bhagavatacharya Chiranjeev Sri Raghunandan Madhavacharya Kamalakanta and Sri Jadunandan were all among the branches of the Chaitanya tree. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anupasya, Sri Madhavacharya was the husband of Lord Nityananda's daughter, Nandadevi. He took initiation from Purushottam, a branch of Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that when Nityananda Prabhu's daughter married Madhavacharya, the Lord gave him the village named Panjinagara as a dowry. Madhavacharya's temple is situated near the Jirad railway station on the Eastern Railway. According to the Gauravana Desh Deepika, Sri Madhavacharya was formerly a gopi named Madhavi. Kamalakanta belonged to the branch of Sri Advaita Prabhu. His full name was Kamalakanta Vishwas. Mahakripa Patra Prabhu Jagai Madhai Patita Pavana Namir Sakshi Dvipai. Jagai and Madhai, the 89th and 90th branches of the tree, were the greatest recipients of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. These two brothers were the witnesses who proved that Lord Chaitanya was rightly named Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen souls. Purport. In the Gauravana Desh Deepika, it is said that the two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, were formerly the doorkeepers named Jai and Vijay, who later became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Jagai and Madhai were born in respectable Brahmin families, but they adopted the professions of thieves and rogues, and thus became implicated in all kinds of undesirable activities, especially woman hunting, intoxication, and gambling. Later, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they were initiated and they got the chance to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As a result of chanting, both brothers became exalted devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The descendants of Madhai still exist, and they are respectable Brahmins. The tombs of these two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, are in a place known as Ghosh Hat, or Madhai Tala Gram, which is situated about 1 mile south of Katwa. It is said that Sri Gopicharan Das Babaji established a temple of Nitai Gaur at this place about 250 years ago. Maybe there's a place where this child can play. She's not happy here, and I'm also not happy here. Nectar of Devotion sometimes this rasa is compatible, this rasa is incompatible. Children and lectures are incompatible. Generally, we see pictures of Jagai and Madhai, two degraded debauchees. But if you go to this place, Madhai Tala Gram, you'll see the samadhi of Jagai and Madhai, and there are figures of them just looking exactly like perfect Brahmin Vaishnavas. Beautiful and effulgent. That's the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were completely degraded, these two brothers. But by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were elevated to the standard of perfect devotees. They're the standard evidence that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Pratipapada, Tara Sakshi Jagai. If you want to see the evidence is Jagai Madhai. Or Srila Prabhupada said that at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, there was one set of brothers, Jagai Madhai. And now the whole world is full of Jagai Madhais. Here we read that Jagai and Madhai were very degraded. How were they degraded? Woman hunting, intoxication, gambling. And that's normal life, present time. If we hear someone's a woman hunter, it just means he's like a college student or something. That is addicted to intoxication means maybe he's a businessman. That he's a gambler means he's probably a businessman. These things at the present moment are not even thought about twice. They're just normal activities. If you saw a headline, President Discovered Gambling, what would that be? There's no question of any scandal there. Even if he's discovered woman hunting, he'll just give an apology. Everyone will say, all right, he apologized. But no one will think of it as a very serious thing. So practically the whole world now has come to this standard, Jagai Madhai standard. Formerly it wasn't so in the society if someone was a woman hunter, gambler, drunkard. That would be disgraceful. Now it's just normal. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is meant to bring people actually to normal life. Normal life is not even good behavior. Normal life is to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, even the Brahmin, who's following all the regulative principles, is not to the standard. Shat karma nipuno vipra mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru nasya. Vaishnava, Svapachokuru. Even if one is a very expert Brahmin, with all of the expert in all of the Brahminical dealings and very capable of chanting mantras and performing all the ritualistic ceremonies, if he's not a devotee of Krishna, he's unfit to become a spiritual master. and Vaishnavas of the Chogur, even if one comes from a background of dog eaters, Swapacha, still dog eaters now would be considered degraded. Something is still there to be looked down upon at this point in Kali Yuga. Dog eaters. But even if one comes from a family of dog eaters, if he's a Vaishnav, then he can become a bona fide spiritual master. This is the statement of Shastra. Srila Sanatana Goswami says that as bell metal can be turned to gold by an alchemical process, anyone can be turned into a pure devotee of Krishna by the association of pure devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the pastime of uplifting Jagai and Matai and turning them into perfect devotees of the Lord. And those who are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and distributing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can also uplift others to become perfect devotees of the Lord by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dina Nina Vatachilo Harinama Utuva. The process is not very complicated. Harinama Utuva. By this kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. The whole world can be uplifted. We should never underestimate the power of the holy name of Krishna. This is not an ordinary sound. It's not a religious mantra. It's not. Its glories are not exaggerated by the Shastras. It's not that we're being told, but it has great power in order to convince us to chant it, but actually it doesn't have such power. The Abhinata Nama Nami, there's no difference between Krishna Nam and Krishna himself. They're identical. Therefore, Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta, the holy name of the Lord is full, complete, shuddha, completely pure. And Nitya Mukta is coming from the platform of eternal liberation. By the association of this transcendental sound, anyone can become a pure devotee of Krishna. There's no limit to the potency of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And therefore, we see that if one sincerely and seriously chants Hare Krishna, his whole life can change. Even not seriously and sincerely, if one somehow or other chants Hare Krishna or hears Hare Krishna, the change can begin. And then he can make further progress, further progress, further progress. The Krishna is all attractive. So a fortunate person can be attracted to the chanting of Hare Krishna. Even without understanding the meaning of the mantra, he can be attracted. And if he goes on chanting Hare Krishna, he can lose attraction for this material world. By Maya's influence, we're all attracted by the manifestations of the material energy. But if one becomes attracted to Krishna, then the Mama Maya Duratya, then he loses attraction for Maya. His natural consciousness, original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is revived. The material life is diseased life in which we're attracted to that which has no substantial existence, taking it very seriously and thinking that it will make us successful or happy. By some material arrangement, we'll get happiness, satisfactions, security, stability, respect, this, that. But all of this is washed away by the waves of Maya. None of it is any more real than a dream. Just a dream lasts 2 minutes. This other dream lasts 20 years. But it's a dream. And one who's pursuing something in this dream is bewildered. So Krishna consciousness means to pursue the reality, to pursue our connection with Krishna, revive that connection, develop love for Krishna. This is all possible in dynamic form through the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Philosophically, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam and other shastras about the revival of this relationship. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives dynamic form to the impulse of the soul to connect with Krishna. The Sankirtan movement is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in dynamic action in the context of Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga is the worst age, dosha nite raja. It's just an ocean of faults. One can go on and on enumerating the faults of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, even the so-called religious people are bewildered. They're thinking they're religious because they're doing some mundane welfare work. Or they're thinking they're religious because they're worshiping so many gods. Or they're thinking they're religious because they go to some building and offer some prayers on some sort of schedule. Or they're thinking they're religious because of this or that. But they're engaged in animal killing, intoxication, gambling. Even the churches are sponsoring bingo games and other kinds of gambling. Illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication. Even among the so-called religious people. And what to speak of those who are irreligious. So the Kali Yuga is miserable age, degraded age. Astihyeka mahanvana. But one good thing is there only. Kirtana deva Krishna svimukta sangha parambhaja. By Krishna kirtan, the whole world can be delivered. The whole world can become alive. In the material world, they're all dead men. Prabhupada said, Parachanaya Sagunam Dinashaya Chakduskritam. Krishna comes to deliver the honest people, the devotees, and kill the demons. But he says in Kali Yuga, there's no need to kill the demons. They're already dead. And people are walking around, dead men walking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't involve himself in killing. Harinama Yutariva, he uplifts the conditioned souls through Harinama, chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Any questions?
Practically one day, I just moved a book to one gentleman from Ethiopia. dinner, I was thinking about how His Majesty was so fortunate that he chanted Hare Krishna without even understanding what he was mentioned.
This pastime is going on since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People are saying, I can't chant Hare Krishna, it's against my religion to chant Hare Krishna. Or there's some big one Muslim magistrate appointed some assistants to go find out what this sannyasi is doing, Chaitanya, people are following him, what are they doing? So he came back, the men came back and reported that yes, this sadhu, he's singing and dancing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And people are following him and they're all chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they roll on the ground, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they get up and shout Hare Krishna. The magistrate said, yeah, I know they're chanting Hare Krishna because they're Hindus. If you were Muslims, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? Fantastic.
Very good.
Muslim world wouldn't get to know Haridas Thakur, the greatest saint in all of Islam.
I'd like to hear the use more of the Muslim world to have it to
go. Up north?
Everywhere on the whole Muslim speaking north. Anybody would like to eat our earth?
Hold on to that ambition. There's a lot of territory to explore. We publish books in Arabic, Bhagavad Gita. So there's scope for adventurous souls who want to venture into adventurous territory. Yes.
Have you had any gifts from the Muslims before that? I mean,
preaching to preaching to Muslims, a big thing. Some Muslim people came to Mayapur. Of course, there are local Muslim people in Mayapur, but His Holiness Sri Tagara Maharaj was involved with a religious networking group which held a meeting, holds an annual meeting in different parts of the world. And in his honor, they came to Mayapur for one of their meetings about 2 years back. So there were Christians and Jews and Muslims. So they were quite nice and quite receptive also. The one boy from Egypt was very interested, actually, quite open-minded, broad-minded. And some ladies from Iran were also quite open-minded. In Turkey also, sometimes Muslim people there are quite broad-minded, quite open-minded. Apart from that, Not much. We'll have to explore places like Egypt.
Prabhupada has a wonderful disciple, Rabbanari.
Rabbanari.
He was in my
translation. Well, Prabhupada used to introduce him as being Muslim, Atreya Rishi. Actually, he was Baha'i.
Yeah.
But for Prabhupada, it was like close enough. So he sometimes used to introduce him as Muslim. There are some people we met also in Israel who are Druze. They're Muslims, but they're not Muslims. The Muslims don't consider them Muslims. They're like heretical Muslims. They're a little bit like sophisticated mind-body Muslims. They're really unusual. They have a very well-refined sense of philosophy and of the absolute truth. And it's very devotional, actually. They're some of their leaders in Israel ordered all of our books. The officials who are in charge of the libraries for the Jews ordered all of our books, full sets. And I spoke at one gathering, and the leading person there gave an introduction, which was better than the introductions I would expect to get from any Hindu society, and very not just because it gave high praise or something, but because it was all in the context of a very devotional outlook. It's only if you go to the just follow, eventually you get to that impersonal point, sort of philosophical impersonalism. But they're very attracted to Prabhupada's books and to teachings of Krishna consciousness. But they're a sort of special group. They also came to mind for one occasion, some of the Jewish leaders from Israel. course, in Iran, we have many Muslim devotees. In Kazakhstan, some of the places. In New Delhi, I met one disciple of Gopal Krishna Maharaj, who's a Muslim boy from the Middle East, if I recall.
Bhakti Chilmar,
the
disciple of Abdul, who's from Pakistan.
So there's a lot of the Hare Krishna movement is sort of gathering more and more Muslim members also, because Krishna is all attractive. He's not just Hindu attractive. He's Hindu attractive, Muslim attractive, Jewish attractive, Christian attractive, all attractive. He can attract anyone. Black attractive, white attractive, gold attractive, all attractive. And everyone can, that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chinese attractive. Everyone. That's the nature of the Sankirtan movement. There is Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Kamala. Shravanani Shuddha Chitekar. The Krishna consciousness is there within everyone. And when we hear the transcendental vibration, that consciousness revives. This is the principle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. If they chant the names of Allah, they'll go back to God. Yeah, that also. We can ask the Muslim people to chant the holy name of Allah and observe four regulative principles. Anyone who does that will probably be ready to chant Hare Krishna. Somehow Krishna reciprocates with everyone. So those who chant his holy name, Nanan Kulipa Buddha, there's so many holy names of the Lord. So anyone who chants any one of the holy names of the Lord can be delivered. How the Lord will choose to do that. Well, we're building a big temple in Moscow. So maybe the mosque brothers will join us in Moscow. Then some may chant Hare Krishna, go back to Krishna. Others may approach the Lord in some other way.
Krishna's unlimited, he can reciprocate it. But some will definitely turn to chanting Hare Krishna and then make them go back to Krishna.
Well, that could be a stepping stone to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah. They may, some may say, all right, I'm chanting Allah, I might as well chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Some may come then, definitely. Every prophet sometimes said that you chant whatever name you have in your scripture, or else chant Hare Krishna. And all right, I might as well chant Hare Krishna. But otherwise, if they chant whatever name is there in their scripture, that will also happen. Actually, the Prabhupada sort of drew the battle line, and it wasn't really between Hinduism and Islam, or between Sanatana Dharma and Islam. It's between personalism and impersonalism. And that's really there with all the different religious traditions, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, the tendency to cover the Supreme Personality of Godhead with some impersonal understanding, or to have any an understanding of God which is compromised by an impersonal point of view. So that we may find in Islam also, as well as in other religious traditions, that the tendency to see the Lord as personal but impersonal is very strong. But therefore, these things where these are our these are the issues, philosophically, personalism and impersonalism, and in terms of conduct, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. But our prescription is chanting the holy name of God. That will help people. And our books are there, chanting of the holy name, and read these books, understand the philosophy. Sincere people are everywhere. Don't come forward.
I like this concept of Prabhupada as a battle line.
You have to.
I like the concept of Prabhupada as a battle line between personalism and personalism, and not between Christian consciousness and Islam.
Yes.
The Mayavada practice. I mean, I've heard the statement, I couldn't verify it anyway, the Prabhupada was asked something like, who's better, a pure follower of Jesus Christ or a Kali worshipper? And I would set that in my mind for a Mayavada, and Prabhupada apparently said a Kali worshipper, because they obey the system in which that conversation actually took place. So a personalist Jew or a personalist Christian, or like a good Jew, a good one. So does that mean they're less than a Mayavadi in other estimation?
Well, it's hard for I'd be a little reluctant to start constructing the little boxes, and we say, okay, this he gets 5 points because he's a personalist, but he loses 2 points because of this, but he gets 4 points, and you start grading everyone according to, well, he's a Presbyterian. The Presbyterians are not quite as pious as the Catholics, because the Catholics worship saints and the Presbyterians don't. So if you're a Presbyterian, you're a little bit below a Catholic. But the Greek Orthodox, they're a little higher than the Catholics. And the Muslims, they're a little down below the Presbyterians even. And the Jews, well, where are we going to put the Jews? Okay, they can start categorizing everybody that way. And the Mayavadi as well, is he a Christian Mayavadi or a Hindu Mayavadi? Or, you know, start grading everyone that way. Everyone's a rascal. That makes everything a lot easier. Everyone's a rascal. Then we have to see how people, of course, everyone's a rascal, or everyone can make progress, as you said, if they're sincere. There was some conversation where Basu Ghosh Prabhu was telling Prabhupada about the Orthodox Jews and how they don't cut their hair because of this, and they don't do this because of that. They follow these austerities. Prabhupada said, something good. Something is there. So if you look in every religion, you'll find something good in Islam. So they have to stop all their activities so many times a day and offer obeisances to God. That's good. In Christianity, something good. Every religion, something good. But poor fund of knowledge and animal killing, very prominent in Islam and Christianity, Jewish community also. It's animal killing. That's a big impediment to spiritual progress. Of course, for the Kali worshippers, it's not wonderful either, because they're also. So, wherever they are, rather than, you know, grade them, okay, this one's here, this one's there, they're all missing out on the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, on the process of Krishna consciousness. And wherever they are, all right, there's where you are. You can come to this process, Krishna consciousness, and make further progress. That's our proposition. From another point of view, we shouldn't be too proud. We're Krishna devotees, and they're Christians, or they're Muslims, or they're, how good are we as Krishna devotees? And just that I wear neck beads, and when I go to the temple, I also wear tilak. Does that make me now better than everyone? I've got neck beads, I'm saved. Krishna's going to recognize me, and he'll see the Yamadutas will see my tilak, and they'll send me to the Vishnadutas, and I'll go back to Godhead.
Yeah.
So we should be, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a humbler. Humbler than the grass. Not that we become very proud, that they're all Vaishnavas, and these people, because you look in any of these communities, you'll find people who are very serious and sincere. I'll give you an example. This was told to me by Yudhisthira Prabhu, our publisher back to Godhead in Bombay. There was, now this World Cup is coming here, so some years ago the match was in India itself. And the teams that were in the final runoff were India and Pakistan. India and Pakistan, right? The arch rivals. And they're the final battle on Indian territory. And, you know, it's really one of those tight competitions. and Pakistan loses. And that's it, they lose the World Cup. And now they have to go back to Islamabad or wherever they're going back to, you know, defeated, having lost to India. Kind of heads drooping. So the press guys are all there to interview the players and da 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 da. And they get the captain of the Pakistani team and they start to interview him. And he says, first thing, that first I would like to thank Allah for everything He has done for us. That's the captain of the losing team. Then they interview the captain of the winning team, you know, India, Hindu, you know, Hindustani team. And first words out of his mouth was, we had a really great team, there was fantastic cooperation between all the players. You know, the credit doesn't go to me, it goes to everyone. You know, nothing Krishna, Vishnu, anything. Just really great team. So, you know, there's something to admire there. Someone is acknowledging the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's no small credit. But we shouldn't be puffed up. We're great devotees and everyone else is below us. But we're trying to be devotees. We're trying to be of service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful person. He's the person who can uplift everyone. And we're trying to give people the opportunity to hear the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe they'll become greater devotees, better devotees than we are. Hare Krishna, glories to Sri Prabhupada.